has been bad blood between nomadic herdsmen and some farmers in the country, leading to the loss of lives and property. This prompted government to set up a joint police and military task force, codenamed Operation Cowleg, to stop the menace. The maiden meeting between the National Council of Fulani Chiefs and a sitting president was to find an amicable solution to the menace. The president of the council, Alhaji Bingo, complained about media reportage on suspected criminal activities where names of perpetrators are mentioned, but those suspected to be Fulanis are mentioned by their tribe instead of their names. He said crime should be treated as crime and not to be associated with any ethnic group. He decried the discrimination against Fulanis in accessing health care, education, and the acquisition of national identity cards. He said the National Council of Fulani Chiefs will set up, with the approval of government, task forces in the affected regions to help arrest and hand over to the security agencies for prosecution all Fulanis suspected of having committed any criminal offences.
We are saddened and are having sleepless nights about the loss of lives and properties in these areas. We do not support these blatantly criminal activities. Mr. President, the continued occurrence and reoccurrence of the conflict between nomadic herdsmen and crop farmers and other crimes that has been associated with Fulani and the Fulani ethnic grouping in the country has been giving us sleepless nights. These activities have portrayed the Fulani in a very negative light, thus making it look like the Fulani community is in conflict with Mother Ghana.
President Akufo-Addo said finding a lasting solution to the impasse will guarantee the protection of all citizens.
Everybody in this country has been very disturbed by the activities of, quote, the Fulani herdsmen. You hear about the fights that have been going on in different parts of the country, in Ashanti, Volta region, in Eastern region. They're very disturbing. And therefore, finding a solution is one of the big concerns of my government. Akufo was here over 10 years ago. He had begun to work out a way to resolve the problem. And unfortunately, he had to go, and the government went with him. But we're back. And we're determined to find a solution. We're going to have a solution that will protect everybody, the herdsmen, their cattle, and the communities in which they work. Because if we don't have that understanding, that we are in having to work together, it becomes very difficult.
The meeting was attended by the Chief of Staff, Frima Osei Opare, National Security Minister Kandapa, and other ministers of state.
That report was filed by Brighton Trauma.